Good morning. It's February the 19th. Well, it's not actually. It's February the 20th, so I'm cheating a little bit. It's 10 o'clock in the morning on Monday. I'm a little bit behind, or I'm a day behind on my February booing. This weekend's been rather busy, so I'm having to play catch up a little bit. So the question for today, the 19th, is do you have a claim to fame? The more obscure and fun, the better. I've been thinking about this. I was thinking about it yesterday, and I couldn't really think of anything that was worthy of a claim to fame. But then I was listening last night, or I say last night, this morning around about 2 o'clock. I couldn't sleep, so I managed to catch up on everyone else's Februaries. So a lot of people have told a lot of interesting stories actually about their claims to fame and people that they've met. So, having listened to everyone else's, I've decided that the only thing really I suppose I could say would be a claim to fame is the fact that about 6 years ago, now my friend who is probably following you as well, he's called the Lonely Geek. He may be able to correct me on this one, but we went to see Ray Mears in Royal Tunbridge Wells, and the day afterwards we went to a little run down to Dover. The weather was pretty extreme that day, and I just bought myself some new waterproofs. So we went down to the beach in Dover, and the waves were crashing against this little pier, and they were flying 20 foot up in the air and then crashing down on top of the pier. And maybe it's a little irresponsible when I think back about it now. But I got tooled up in my waterproofs, in my new walking waterproofs, and went and stood underneath where the waves were crashing onto this pier. And it's not too bad. I mean, if you look in the description section of the boo, I'll put a link to the YouTube video. But the reason why I say it might be a claim to fame is that there's a group of photographers there taking a picture or taking pictures of the weather and the waves crashing in. And they started taking photos of me stood there. And they came over and asked my name afterwards and stuff like that. And I didn't think anything else of it. But literally the day after, we picked up one of the newspapers, one of the red top tabloids in the UK. And there was my picture. And it made most of the daily newspapers, actually. And when I went online onto the BBC website, it was all over there. And I will put the particular picture as the image for this boo. So that is my only claim to fame, really. But ever since then, whenever there's any extreme weather and or rough seas or things like that, it always seems to crop up on the BBC website or things like that. Little old me in my red waterproofs. But the only thing is, you can't really see my face. But the only reason I know it's me is because of the clothes that I was wearing, and obviously the place that it was, and the video evidence as well, which is in the description, a link to YouTube. But yeah, what else? Who have I met? I know people have been talking about what celebrities they've met. I was in Sydney Harbour, and there's a little place there called The Rocks. I was going in and out of the shops there, and I went into this hat shop. And as I turn around to leave, in walks Ronan Keating. So I did the usual thing. I'm not really a big Ronan Keating fan, if I'm honest, but I like froze up. I didn't really know what to say to the guy, even though a couple of weeks before I'd watched a documentary of him walking up Kilimanjaro for, I think it was Sport Relief or Children in Need, which is a charity in the UK for raising money for Africa and things like that. So I didn't really know what to say, so I just said, can I take your picture, please? And he says, yeah, no problem, or something like that in his Irish voice. Yeah, so that's, I think, the only person that I've met, really. I almost ran into a guy called, now let me think about this, I think it's Dennis Lawson, and he seems to be in a lot of like the period dramas, and I think it's Ewan McGregor's uncle. I almost ran into him at a place called Meadow Hall in Sheffield. He was coming out of Dixon's. I almost smashed into him. Okay, right, I've got 5 seconds to go, so I'm going to record my 20th February next.